Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly, Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association President and Head Coach at Seaman High School. Welcome to this KWCA podcast featuring the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga Head Coach Heath Esslinger. Coach Esslinger will be the headliner for the 2017 KWCA Fall Clinic slated for Saturday, October 6th in Salina. Esslinger is Head Coach for UTC, where he begins his ninth year at the helm. He has won 5 Southern Conference Tournament Championships and owns 6 conference dual titles. Prior to UTC, Esslinger taught and coached at Cleveland High School in Tennessee. Prior to that, he served as student pastor at First Baptist Church in Cleveland. Esslinger was an assistant under Terry Brands from 2002 through 2004 when Brands was head coach at UTC. Esslinger's first coaching experience out of college was at his alma mater, Bradley Central, in Cleveland. He taught and served as an assistant in a program that won state titles in 2001 and 2002. After an outstanding high school career, Esslinger enrolled at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, where he put together an impressive career for the Mocs. His 120 wins still ranks number 2 all-time in the program. He qualified for nationals 3 times after winning 3 Southern Conference titles. He is involved in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes organization and is sought after as a speaker. He also shares his wrestling skills at camps and clinics across the country. I recently had a chance to catch up with Coach Esslinger prior to the 2017 KWCA Fall Clinic. Coach Esslinger, welcome to the program. It's an honor to have you on.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Pat.
All right, tell me a little bit about how you were introduced to the sport of wrestling and let us know a little bit about your path to your current position as head coach at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
Well, my wrestling journey started a little bit later than most. I really didn't start wrestling until the 7th grade. And really, it wasn't a matter of wanting to get involved in the sport. It was a matter of survival at home. I had an older brother that went out for wrestling in middle school, so he was coming home, and the pounding seemed to get a little worse after he started wrestling. So, you know, I went out really just intrigued by trying to survive and, struggled initially. But, you know, in the 9th and 10th grade, really realized that, being great at this sport had a lot to do with my intrinsic motivation and thought I could handle that. And it ended up being a great, great sport for me.
So you had the opportunity to coach with current University of Iowa associate head coach and world champion Terry Brands along the way when he was at UTC. How did Coach Brands impact your early coaching career?
It was good. I mean, anytime you're around those guys, they just raise your level of expectation. I mean, obviously, they're winners, and you know, that's what they expect of everyone around them. Obviously, their work ethic is second to none. They're going to work super hard. So I really think, you know, my time here with Terry was valuable for me to realize that you can get guys to that level, and that, you know, when you raise the bar, that there are people out there that will meet the expectation. So, you know, it was a great time for me, just of growth from a wrestling standpoint. And, you know, it was one of the reasons I was able to get this job when I became the head coach, is I had a little bit of experience at this level. I obviously worked for a guy who was very decorated, from the Olympic level all the way down. So, you know, that time here, I'm super grateful for that time, you know, super grateful for my relationship with Terry, and look back at that as a great little season.
So you play host to the Southern Scuffle each season. It has become an event that everyone is interested in, that's interested in college wrestling, from red shirts being tested to mid-season individual matchups that will have an impact in March to a team race that is getting more important each year. That tournament has the look and feel of a big-time event. How important is the scuffle to your program? And from a larger perspective, how are such events important to college wrestling in general?
Well, I think that the word you're using that I love is the word event. One of the things that we've it's kind of held us captive is, you know, we host a lot of tournaments. Wrestling has a lot of tournaments, and the bottom line is people don't go to watch a tournament. People go to watch events. And, you know, when we knew that we had the opportunity to get the scuffle, the number one thing I said was, we're going to create a great event. We already have a good tournament. I mean, you can put Penn State and Oklahoma State and Lehigh in a barn, and it's a great tournament, and people who really love wrestling would probably show up to watch, even on a dirt floor. But the average person is not going to show up for that. So, you know, we really felt like that our city, we have a great city here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Our downtown is super close to our arena. Our arena has a great feel for an event like this. So, you know, our goal when we got this event was we want to make this as close to the NCAA tournament as possible. And even the NCAA tournament has called us and asked us for some, you know, we did some neat little weight class signs this year for weigh-ins. And Anthony Holman from the NCAA actually called me and said, hey, where'd you guys get those signs? We want to do it for the NCAA tournament. So I think the advantage of the scuffle has been we've just raised the bar on what it means to run an event. And obviously I just had a guy walk in my office who works a table every year. He's an accountant here in town, and he's a huge wrestling fan, is a high school referee, and you know, he's got a smile on his face, me talking about the scuffle, because we couldn't do it without our community. And our community bought in, our administration bought in, our city bought in. So it's super important to us as a school host, but I think it's also important for the sport of wrestling.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I put on my calendar and watch the live stream each year for sure. It's a very, very good event. Well done. Wrestling in the South is making strides. What do you feel your role is as the only D1 program in Tennessee and one of a handful in the Southeast region?
Well, obviously, we think it's our role to support wrestling at all levels, from youth all the way through, you know, the Olympic movement, international scene. You know, I think, you know, there are some statistics out there saying wrestling is declining at the high school level. I think it is growing in the South a little bit, obviously, with the explosion of Atlanta. And I think in the Nashville area in Tennessee, wrestling's always been really big in Chattanooga. You know, WIN Magazine, even several years ago, labeled Chattanooga one of the top 25 hotbeds of wrestling in the country. People really love wrestling here in Chattanooga, but I do think it's starting to grow. It's really starting to grow in the Nashville area. You're seeing some influx in the Memphis area. You know, I think the thing that's challenging for us today is there's so few people going into education. And I'm a big proponent of coaches being in the school. You know, there's a lot of lay coaches. There's a lot of volunteer coaches at the high school realm. And to me, I just think it's hard to build the right relationships with kids when you're not in there walking through this educational journey with them. And so, you know, I think I'm a huge proponent of the educational model of sport, that it offers a lot more than just wrestling. And when it does, you keep kids out. You have rosters that are 35 plus. If it's only about trying to place at the national tournament, well, let's be honest, most kids aren't going to place at the national tournament. So, you know, I think we just have to continue to evaluate and say, what's the purpose of high school sports? You know, I'm a pretty big fan of having divisions and state tournaments. A lot of people, they're blown away by that. Now, I think you can have too many, but you know, I look at the state of Georgia, and I probably think they have too many right now, but I think the fact that they had divisions early on allowed some communities to fall in love with wrestling that now have exploded. They've just exploded, and what it does is it increases participation. So I think my job, how do I do it? I have to constantly educate people that the role of high school sports is not to figure out who the best kid in the country is in wrestling. It's to provide as many kids an opportunity to participate in this great sport we call wrestling. And the good ones will go on to the national tournaments. But, you know, we also want those kids that are finishing fifth in the state or who may never even start to continue to be involved in our sport. That's why, you know, I promise you this, I'll take 100 guys who never placed in the state tournaments showing up to watch my matches. I don't care if they were really good or not. I want them here supporting wrestling. So I have a little bit of different take on that than maybe a lot of people that sit in my chair.
Well, awesome. Great, great food for thought there. So there has been a noticeable trend in recent years, both in the classroom and on the playing fields, on the topic of infusing relationship building and character into the daily lesson mm-hmm. plans or practice plans. You are mm-hmm. highly regarded for your work with the 3D coaching, a topic mm-hmm. that you will be presenting in your opening session at the 2017 KWCA Fall Clinic. Give us the elevator speech on why coaches need to hear your 3D presentation.
Well, you know, a lot of times we say sport is 90% mental and 10% physical, yet we spend 99% of our time working on the physical and we never address the mental. And I mean, let's be honest, we're getting kids at different places nowadays, and we're also seeing, you know, the thing that I mean, if I'm giving an elevator speech, the thing that I think we're seeing is that we're seeing young people, and it's not their fault because someone is raising them. Like, when I talk about this generation, I talk about everyone who's breathing, because I'm 40 years old. I've screwed up this world a lot more than a 14-year-old. I've had a lot more time here. So it's not necessarily the kids' fault. It's that our strategy, we've become so consumed with what matters now that we've forgotten what matters most. As parents, as coaches, we're so consumed with that kid winning that second grade title that we'll lie about his birth, cheat on weight, whatever. And then we create this monster. So the other thing I think we're seeing is we're seeing a group of athletes leaving middle school and entering high school and leaving high school and entering college. We're seeing athletes with gifts and skills that are far greater than we've ever seen. They're stronger, they're faster, they know more technique, but they have gifts and skills that get them to a room that their character won't allow them to stay. So their gifts and skills get them to this place, and then when everyone has those gifts and skills, no one has invested in their character, so they fall off. So, you know, you have these phenoms that go to college and they never do anything. Well, it's not they weren't good enough at wrestling. A lot of times it's just no one had invested in the character development of that kid's mind or heart. And I mean, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that was the number one job of a coach. But now, because we just want the kid to be a, you know, a NHSCA national champ or a FLO national champ, as long as he doesn't get in trouble under our watch, we don't really care. We'll just pass him off to the next guy. Well, to me, that's not coaching. To me, that's sport prostitution is what I like to call it. We just pimp the kids out, and then when we're done with them, they just move on to the next thing.
So former Virginia Tech All-Americans Nick Bursetta and David Hoffman will begin their second year in your program. Late this summer, it was announced that former Mach head coach Ethan Reeve is returning as a volunteer coach. What are the challenges and opportunities that come with a new coaching staff, and what does each coach bring to the table for your program?
Well, I think Coach Bursetta and Coach Hoffman have just raised the bar. I mean, it's obvious already. You know, we kind of took a step back last year. We redshirted some kids. We really felt like something good was on the horizon, and it was worth the struggle a little bit. And man, they've just done a great job of bringing in a great recruiting class. You know, we had almost every athlete on our squad here this summer, working, training, lifting here, just becoming acclimated to what our expectations are. You know, already this year we have some, I mean, hopefully in the next 5 days, you're going to hear about some recruits committing that, you know, are kind of what I consider that next level recruit. I mean, this isn't brain surgery. I mean, Mark Hall didn't, you know, jump on the college scene and everybody go, wow, where'd he come from? That guy's really good. I mean, he was winning for a while. So, you know, there's no secret there. We got to go get that next level of recruit, and then we got to continue to cultivate in them the things that matter most. And I believe you're going to see some great things here. So I think Nick and Dave both bring that to our program. Obviously they were a part of a Virginia Tech program that went from, you know, good to great. I don't think our model is Virginia Tech. We have some different challenges here, but I think there's some things we can learn from them. And then Coach Reeve just brings, you know, he brings a ton of wisdom. I think one of the things that the sports world gets in trouble with a little bit now is we think we got it all figured out. And as soon as you think you got it all figured out in any area of life, you usually really screw it up pretty bad. So, you know, I think he brings a lot of wisdom. He brings some unreal intensity and expectation. And, you know, he's been a part of a lot of winning teams at different places. He spent, you know, 15 years or so at Wake Forest working with all different sports. So what I love about Coach Reeves is he brings a lot of different experiences that I can learn from. You know, he's had some great basketball coaches he's worked with. He's had some great volleyball coaches, and coaching is coaching. And So the experience he brings to the table is super, super valuable to us. We also have another guy, Hunter Gamble from Gardner Webb, who's going to be on our staff too, training in our regional training center. He'll be competing a little bit still. We've added him as well. So I really think, we have, you never want to say it's the best staff, because I think we have a very good staff that complements each other, that I think you're going to see some pretty special things over the next 5 years.
I'm sure that most of our listeners are aware that one of our own, Mason Wallace from Manhattan, is currently on campus as a freshman. What do you do to help in the transition process of getting new recruits like Mason used to the rigors of being a college student athlete?
Well, again, these kids are used to the rigor. I mean, it's not their first rodeo. I mean, most of these guys have been going to Fargo and slow. I mean, to be honest, their schedule almost decreases because they're not in class 7 hours a day. Mason's going to do great because he comes from a great family, and they've done an unbelievable job of providing him that character that we spoke about earlier. But my philosophy is this: when those freshmen come in, is, you got to coach them hard, but you got to love them harder, because there's going to be some ups and downs. And I do think that's something we're really good at here in Chattanooga. It's my number one priority that, kids would leave and know that we cared about them. Even our seniors from this year, they're stopping by the office. I mean, our seniors that graduated last year, I mean, they're still by the office and calling. And, you want to build a meaningful relationship. At the end of the year, nobody knows. Nobody can list the 8 guys who were All-Americans 3 years ago at the NCAA tournament. You'd have to look at a record book. But I know this, that I know all the athletes that have come through our program. I'm grateful for, the investment they gave to us, and I'm also grateful that I get to make an investment in them.
What can we expect from the Mocs in the 2017-18 season?
Man, I think it's going to be an exciting year. We got a guy coming back at 125 pounds who knocked off, several top 15 guys, beat an All-American last year. He really turned it on the second semester. I think you're going to see some special things from him. Alonzo Allen, we return a conference champ at 33. Chris Devian, we return a 2-time qualifier who was on redshirt last year. And Mike, congrats. You could see Mason Wallace in the lineup at 149. I know that's exciting for the Kansas folks. At 157, it's probably our greatest weight where we have the most competition, I guess. We really don't have a definitive answer, but we have some guys that are going to be ready. They're doing the right things. At 165, we have a redshirt senior who is in graduate school. He graduated from NC State. He was a scuffle placer last year, and Chad Pike. At 174, it's looking like it'll be Justin Lampe, who was a starter for us last year, really was injured most of last year. So excited to see him back and healthy. At 184, Bryce Carr is a top 10 kid right now at 184. At 197, Scotty Boykin, who was ranked 8th to start last year, back in the lineup. We redshirted him. And then at heavyweight, new face for us at heavyweight. We've had a really good heavyweight the last few years, Jared Johnson, who was just an unbelievable young man. And Connor Tolley is going to step in there and do a great job. We also have a younger kid, Sammy Evans, who's a Tennessee kid, who will push him. But, I mean, listen, that's just scratching the surface. I mean, I could list name after name after name. We got some guys doing a really good job. So, we have a lot of momentum right now, and it's not just from a wrestling standpoint. It's more from a family standpoint. It's just a great group of kids. We have a great group of parents that are on our side. So, I'm probably the most excited I've been in a long time, and I think a lot of people are going to jump on the wagon as we kind of gain steam through this year.
Yeah, wow, Coach. Sounds like some great things are happening in Chattanooga. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us today. On behalf of the KWCA board and members, we are looking forward for you to be part of our annual clinic.
You got it. I look forward to being in Kansas.
This has been Patrick Kelly. On behalf of the KWCA board, I encourage you to get your registration in for the 2017 KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic. It will be held in Salina on Saturday, October 6th. Until next time, thanks for listening.